Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Good evening, everyone, and we have returned once again live for another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined by psychic medium Sherry, and we are talking separate locations as usual. So, Sherry, how has your week been?
Busy, doing a lot of readings, and right now, today was just kind of, you know, just taking care of things at home that I normally don't get a chance to take care of. So, yeah, I'm just kind of relaxing and talking to you. How about you?
Same old, same old. Nothing tragic, nothing terribly interesting has transpired over the past week. We were talking briefly before the show. I was telling you that, you know, my dream is to live out of a van, and you sounded skeptical, like that wouldn't be a good life. But that's kind of what I want to do.
Well, it's not as easy as it can be. Sometimes it will. I mean, are you planning on going and doing a KOA, or are you just going to just really live it up to just living the wildlife?
Living the wildlife in a van, you know, Walmart parking lots. Well, I'm talking about like quitting my job and just living in a van, being, you know, a hermit, you know. There's something about just parking out in the middle of nowhere, seeing the stars, sitting by a campfire every night, and having this self-contained van. Now, I'm not talking like a 1989 Ford Astro van. I'm talking about my van's going to have satellite. It's going to have everything. I'm talking like Mercedes Sprinter, four-wheel drive kind of deal. So kind of like the spoiled van life.
You should go on YouTube and, you know, go under people that are living in the van, even if it's a bigger van. Yes, that might help, but there's pros and cons. Actually, there are. There are literally pros and cons to van life. So you should check it out, Jason, and see if that's something that you're willing to do in the, you know, that's great. You have the freedom. You don't have any bills, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, or the bills are really nominal. But you should look at the, you know, the pros and cons and weigh out what you're willing to do because that's a big job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons. We're basically camping the whole time. But, you know, if you have the right van and the right setup, you know, yeah, you'll have to go to laundromats and, you know, your van could break down. But as long as you have contingencies for all that, you're prepared for that, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. You sound like you're very distant.
Oh, that's odd. Let me check it. Does it still sound distant?
Okay, you're better now. I can hear you now.
Okay, so yeah,
and fine.
More people are doing that. In fact, a slight variation of that, I was watching a video last night, and I didn't realize that this was a thing, but as you know, it's very expensive to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's like prohibitively expensive, and they have a substantial problem there of people that are living on boats out in the bay. And apparently it's illegal, and it just hasn't been enforced for years. The rule is you can't be stationary in the water for more than 72 hours. And in a couple of years, they're going to start enforcing it. And because there's these people that, instead of vans, live out on their – I'm not talking nice yachts. I'm talking like junkers, you know. And sometimes they catch fire. Sometimes they break their anchor and then crash into – rich people's homes on the water and stuff. But there's something liberating about not being confined to this whole work and home mortgage thing. And that just appeals to me, getting back out into nature. Now, ideally, it would be great to have a house that you could have as a base station and then do it that way. But there's still some factors regarding it that I haven't quite sorted out yet, such as getting mail when you're traveling all the time. It's doable from what I understand, but it takes some work. So I'm just in the researching phases.
Right. Yeah, van life, it could be really fun. You know, it really can be. It can be. So anyway, yeah, it's you're just going to have to check it out. Check it out and see. This is not a really good time. It's cold, huh? You could be running your gas pretty fast, you know, to keep warm.
I'm a trooper. I've camped and spent long segments of time out camping. And, I mean, there were times that I would just sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag and wake up covered in 2 inches of snow, you know.
Wow.
I'm a tough cookie when it comes to that. I just love it. I just love being out, breathing the fresh air and seeing things. And I've been a recluse for way too long. And I feel like it's getting close to getting out of the city. And I don't know, a lot of people fantasize about doing this, but it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. The circumstances and financial situation has to be right to do it. But when that window opens and I got everything figured out, I'm bouncing out of Portland. I'm going to be hitting the road.
Yeah, you need to go out towards the country.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you can even, in your way, you can go towards, you know, Escada or Damascus. You know, that way, go out further, Hood River.
Yeah, I'm talking, I love the Snake River in eastern Oregon, so that's probably the first place I would go.
It's warmer. It's warmer climate. You know, it is. It's warmer. So, yeah, Snake River is a nice area. Eastern Oregon's nice. It's okay. You know, I don't care for the desert. I'm more of a either that beach or mountainous kind of girl. But, yeah, the desert's okay. It's okay. I just like the trees. So,
I have a Eastern Oregon. Actually, I have a lot of Eastern Oregon stories. But like I said, I spent a lot of time out there, and in the way out there towards the Snake River, a buddy of mine, we're driving in the middle of the night. It's midnight, 1 a.m. And as we're driving, there's this horse walking on the side of the road, limping. And so we stop, and every time the horse steps on this one particular foot, it's leaving a puddle of blood. And this horse is just, its leg is like all messed up. And we're like, what do we do? Like, you know, and there were some houses somewhat nearby, but we were like, you don't want to just start knocking on somebody's door at 1 a.m. out there. That'll get you shot. But we did, and we ended up getting help, and it all worked out. But that's one of my little traveling stories from way back in the day.
Wow. Hey, I just wanted to say, I found out, I was going on the news source. I've been doing a lot of research on some news sources, and I say that, you know, the convoy, that big convoy that they're doing over in Canada, where all the truckers are gathering all over, even though some truckers I saw in the footage, there's some truckers from the United States going all the way up to Ottawa, Canada, to go and participate in the protest. And they were saying that they had a Facebook group, large following. I think it was over, 30? I was going within a week or so, it had over 36,000 followings. And I guess Zuckerberg had literally took them off. He picked them off, I guess. I don't know if that's the truth or not. It's just what I've been told. Huh. So I look for it.
I haven't been keeping up with the news.
Yeah, I look for the group, and they're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. That group is nowhere to be found. Because they wanted, you know, everybody to kind of participate. You heard about that, right? The big convoys, the big groups that are following and going to the kind of like the White House kind of thing over there.
Nope, didn't hear a peep of it.
Oh my gosh, there's thousands and thousands of them. You should check it out, the footage. So the thing is that these guys, these truck drivers are pissed off. I mean, literally pissed off because it's not because of the vaccination. It's because the requirements. Some of the truckers are vaccinated, some of them aren't. But the freedom, they're talking about they're getting together for the protest for the freedom of making your own choice of whether you want to be vaccinated, not making it mandatory. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I agree with freedom. Unfortunately, I was sucked into being forced to get it. So I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, I know. I know, isn't that horrible? So that's the thing, and I just like, wow, you know, everybody's coming together, and, you know, like I said, it's not because, you know, you need to be vaxxed, and they're trying to push on that. No, it's your personal choice of freedom. That's what they're fighting for. So, you know, that's me. I mean, personally, I just think that, you know, it shouldn't be mandatory. It should be a personal decision. It's your body. And you should be able to, whether you want to be vaxxed or not, you're an adult. And you know, just have your decisions of what to do with your body instead of somebody telling you you need to do this and you need to do that. I think that's wrong when they, you know, threaten you with your job or enticing kids, or you can have, you know, three Big Macs for the rest of your life as long as you get vaxxed. I mean, there's something wrong when you have to go. And to me, you know, there's something wrong when you have to go in and put a carrot up for somebody to grab.
I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, I didn't have a choice. Well, I mean, I had a choice. I could either be unemployed or get the shots. And boy, I mentioned it before. I pursued every avenue to make it to where I wouldn't have to get it, but nothing worked out. I tried my doctor. Wouldn't sign anything, you know. You try the religious exemption, that didn't work, and it was to the point where I don't have a choice. Hopefully it doesn't kill me. Hopefully it doesn't give me cancer.
Wow. Well, anyway, I'm going to go and announce anybody who wants to call in, say their 2 cents, and we're pretty safe here on our radio show. But they want to call in or have any questions, they can call in on air 1-215-383-3999. Again, you can call in to Paranormal Horizons Radio live on air at 215-1215-383-3999. Be happy to get some discussion.
Yeah, well, we do have a Hawaii caller. Would you like to take the caller?
If they want to come on air, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine with me. That's fine. Go ahead and take it.
All right. Let's see who we got. Hey, who's this? You're live on Paranormal Horizons. Hello? Testing. 1, 2, 3.
That's okay. They probably want to listen. That's nice.
They're probably just listening. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, tonight we're just going to talk about whatever. I do have a couple things to mention, and it's probably going to be, as usual, all over the board. And I had something pulled up here. Oh, there it is. You want to hear something crazy, Sherry?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, go for it. So I've mentioned before, you know, where people just have ridiculous luck, like where these people go to a Quickie Mart, they buy Scratch It, and it's a $50,000 winner, and then they go, like, the next Thursday, get another Scratch It, and it's another $50,000 winner. There's always these people out there that just seem to be so in tune with Source, God, whatever you want to call it, power of intention, that they just attract incredible the luck. And
yep.
I don't believe in luck. I believe that you're able to get in tune with whatever the universe is, and you attract those things to you and defy all odds and get what you want. Anyways, somebody, I found a news story where somebody was kind of, this was kind of a little twist on the whole thing. The dude won $4 million. But what makes this interesting is that this guy and his wife were eating at this place in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they eat there normally once a week. And so it's an Asian place, and they get their fortune cookies, and he opens the fortune cookies. And I guess I don't eat a lot of Asian food. I love it, by the way, but I don't remember the last time I had a fortune cookie. Anyways, the one he, in his fortune cookie, it had the numbers, right? So on a whim, he decides to go to this one place and play the lottery numbers that were on his fortune cookie ticket, and he won $4 million. Now that's pretty lucky. So I thought that,
wow,
that was interesting. I mean, what are the odds, honestly? I don't, like I said, I don't believe in
luck. That's crazy. Wow. So anyway, just want to share with you, that if you want to, the caller that came in was unmuted. If you want to take his call, he may want to talk. But we were talking about, you were talking about the lottery. So, but we're open to any kind of discussion. So if you want to.
Caller, are you there? Are you just listening? You're live.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Hi.
Aloha.
Where are you? Yeah, aloha to you, too. Thank you for calling in to Paranormal Horizons.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Is this, I can talk about anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd like to get one of those winning fortune cookies, so I'm available. Well, Sherry, I really believe that, things that are happening in this world, you know, we can blame Biden for being ignorant or whatever. But we all know that, you know, besides him being ignorant, there's a lot of people pulling the strings behind him. And these people are very evil. And I think as ridiculous as things are, like the illegal crossing of the immigrants, the economy, the COVID madness, you know, and we can go on and on, you know, the war. I think as illogical as we see these things happening, they're happening on purpose, and that's what really scares me. And I think the American people are just very, very slowly waking up to this. I don't know if they're going to wake up in time before it's too late, but I'm just hopeful that they start waking up and putting more qualified patriots in office. So anyway, that's my statement.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's all a big conspiracy. I don't even think the president's actually elected. It wouldn't surprise me if there's a half a dozen dudes in a Bavarian castle pulling all the strings. We have this massive illusion that's pulled over our eyes, particularly in the Western world. And, you know, nothing, all the decisions that are made are very thoroughly thought out. That's why they have places like the RAND Corporation, these think tanks that just think, you know, they have contingencies for everything. There's some sort of agenda. Who knows what the agenda is anybody's guess, but it's a very scary world we live in.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the scary part is the agenda about killing off the population is very, very scary to me.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, they were talking about on X-22, on X-22 report, and they're saying that the vaccines were the ones that were having people were having problems were kind of they were questioning whether they were targeting Republican states compared to Democratic states. But there was like three batches. There's supposed to be three batch ones, a placebo, one, not so bad, you know, you're going to have some effect, but it's not going to be bad. And the other one is, boy, you're going to have some, you know, real bad effects. So I don't know. These are all conspiracy theories. I don't know, but that's what the, you know, that's these vaccines were there's three different ones, and you don't know which one, unless you look at the lot number, you don't know which one you got if you're getting vaccinated.
Yeah, that's really scary. That's all the more reason why we as in the general public should be very careful and do our due diligence before we allow these things into our bodies.
Yeah, that's true. And what happens when these people, I think a lot of these people, like Jason, he didn't want to be vaxxed. I remember Jason said before he even got vaxxed, we talked, you know, off air, and he really didn't want to be vaxxed. He kind of knew it was kind of, you know, bad feeling, but what is he going to do when he's trying to, you know, he has to work. He's in the medical field, and he has to be able to have some kind of means of support. So, you know, you're
yes.
kind of damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
And that's part of the evil agenda, especially in the Biden administration, where, you know, they push the envelope knowing that these things will probably be rejected in the Supreme Court, like some of the mandates already are. But look at the millions and millions of people that already went and got the jab. You know, it's too late for them. They can't unjab themselves. But this is the evil agenda. Just keep pushing it.
They want to keep pushing the boosters, you know. It's
yeah.
going to be a regular thing. I guarantee you it's going to be like the flu shot. When you go in to get your flu shot, get your COVID booster. I guarantee it.
Yep.
When do you think it's going to end? Can I ask you guys, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's ever going to end?
Nope. I don't think it's going to end, too. Yeah, I guess it depends on what you think end means. Do I think that the severity of the pandemic will go away completely? I don't think it's going to end like that. It's just going to be endemic where people are always getting COVID. Maybe not on such a grand scale, but, you know, I don't think it's going away completely. There's no way.
Either COVID or other viruses that are getting manufactured as we speak or are ready to be unleashed. You know.
Yeah.
That's the evil agenda. Sad to say.
Yeah. That's really sad. It really is. What are you going to do? Like I said many times before, and you know, I suggest to people, and again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not an MD, but you know, just practicality and having some common sense. The very first thing I suggest is trying to keep your immune system as high as possible. Take, you know, eat right, get some sleep, get some exercise, you know, that's what you can do. Just keeping and staying away from sick people. Because even though
exactly.
that stuff, you know, it's airborne. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they say we have to wear a mask, but all these particulates and everything are so minuscule. Anything, if you have a weak, to me, just my common sense is that if you have a weak immune system, you're going to catch whatever it is.
Yeah.
Some people are immune.
And to your point, Sherry, you know, why was the government only so insistent and so persistent on getting the vax? How come nobody ever said what you said about getting home remedies to treat yourself at home or strengthen your immune system with the vitamin D, C, zinc, ivermectin or curacin?
Yeah,
nobody in government has ever said that. And I like to see what's going to happen when the crap hits the fan and all these things are exposed and all these doctors and politicians are going to be exposed. I don't know what's going to happen. Probably maybe nothing, hopefully something.
Right. And, you know, Jason, with you being back, you can detox a little bit. I don't know how much. I think it varies from person to person and how often you take a bath, and there's other factors in your diet, stress, everything else. But there is a bath. Carrie Madre is wonderful. She's a surgeon and a medical doctor, and she swears by the stuff where you do take a detox bath and you can get rid of some of the spike proteins in your body, some of the parasites in your body, just by, you know, just basic bath, Epsom salts, diatomaceous earth, you know, baking soda, borax, all these other things, and just sit there for 20 minutes hot as you can stand it. Sit there for 20, 25 minutes and just help get rid of that stuff out of your body.
Okay, it just so happens that I take a 30-minute bath every single day, so that is very doable. Taking hot baths is great, not if you have a heart condition, but generally a healthy person. Hot baths is fantastically healthy. It activates the immune system. Because it's like a fake fever, so to speak, and it dilates your blood vessels and all that, so it's really good for the body.
Well, when I get sore, you know, when I'm lifting weights, I'm still bodybuilding, but when I'm lifting weights and still, you know, I'm hitting pretty heavy with the weights and whatever I'm using, you know, I'll go and have an Epsom salt bath, and what it does is just an Epsom salt bath, it just removes the toxins out of your muscles. It helps that, and I end up putting, baking soda and baking soda to balance the pH, and I also use, what the heck is it? Now I'm getting, salt, Hawaiian sea salt. Sorry, I'm waiting to apply here. Hawaiian sea salt. So that
that's good stuff.
Yeah, you mix it up. You know, I mean, depending on your body and everything else, it's the measurements depending on how big you are, but it'll help. It will help, and you know, just help get rid of all kinds of nasty stuff. Yeah, Hawaiian sea salt.
To fill my bath with Jell-O, but that's a topic for another show.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are happening, and I hope these people, and I really pray that these people that are maimed, you know, from the shots or died, I hope their families get some kind of reprieve and some kind of, whatever they do to help the victims that have been, you know, part of.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but, yeah. So that's what we can do is just gather together and just, you know, stand up for what you feel is right. And, you know, what else can you do? And Jason, you know, I hope that, you know, are you going to take the booster? Are you taking the booster too?
Not unless I shove it down my throat. I'm not volunteering. For one, I'm not due for a booster. But I'm not volunteering to do that. They're going to have to, hold my arms behind my back or something, because I'm not just going to run and be a sheep.
Well, Jason, even if Dr. Fauci highly recommends this,
that man is the devil. Just look at him.
You telling
like the
me?
Devil. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. That guy.
Well, and now he says he's science, right?
He what?
He said he's science. He's not even a practicing doctor, and he thinks he has all the answers.
Yeah, something tells me he's probably runs on his ego. You know,
yes.
I wouldn't trust him. I don't know him, so I can't really judge him, because I try not to judge people unless I know them personally. But everything that's coming out of the CDC is shady. You know, when this whole thing started, get the shot. You won't catch COVID. And then it's like, if you have the shot, you won't spread COVID. And then it's, if you get the shot, you won't be hospitalized. And it's like, well, you will be hospitalized, but you won't die. And now people are dying.
Yeah.
I mean, do
keep
people
moving the goalposts.
Not look at the timeline? It's
yep.
changing every 5 minutes. It's so dumb.
Yep. Well, Jason, the WHO, the CDC, they're all funded by the pharmaceutical companies. So how can they not be objective? It's crazy.
Follow the money. Who's getting rich?
Yes, and then we see that blatantly in front of our faces every day nowadays.
And now
yeah,
DARPA, the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research, shady government bullshit, or is DARPA the army or somebody saying that they developed a vaccine that's good against all variants, future variants? I was like, yeah, I'm going to go take a shot from the frickin' military. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
They say that some of them, you know, that if you are not caught up with your boosters, that you're not even considered back, fully back. So I don't know. You know, it depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part about all this is there's no scientific data that's shared with anybody about this. At least
no,
I haven't seen
isn't.
It.
And no,
worst of all, there's no other scientific data that says otherwise because they won't let it out.
Well, they will constantly in 55 years when we're all dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something wrong there. Why did they hold it
definitely.
Back for 75 years?
Yeah.
That's wrong. That absolutely crimes against humanity. Yep. Wow. That's crazy. So, but
who
yeah, there's
what,
all you can do
on.
Is be informed.
Yeah.
All you can do is be informed and keep up with what's going on and just, you know, take care of yourself. And again, stay away from sick people.
Yes. Like you said, Sherry, just use common sense.
It is.
Use your common sense.
I love it when people say, I mean, when they're coughing and hacking, and I say, are you sick? You know, cause I said, are you sick? You know, and then, oh, no, I have allergies. That's the first line of defense. Oh, no, I have allergies. Really? I can understand. You know, there is allergies if you're allergic to pet hair and you have a, you know, cat or, you know, a lot of dust or something like that. But when they're hacking and blowing their nose and everything, that's just not an allergy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, every time you have a cough, you know, you've got COVID. You know, I eat every lunch in the hospital cafeteria surrounded by all sorts of medical staff. And my whole life, or at least as long as I can remember, after I eat, I get really phlegmy and cough. So I'm sitting down there and like, oh, I just ate. And then I'm getting coffee and I'm like so terrified to cough because, you know, I'm going to start getting the evil eye. Like, oh, God, and I'll rush out of there and get away from people because it's just because I'm phlegmy. I'm just a phlegmy dude. It's not freaking the Rona. It's the cheeseburger I just ate.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you've seen on the X-22 report in Mexico, they have a vending machine where they'll have a Z-Pack and they also have ivermectin. And they had the hydrochloroquine, and they have all these things that you need. And the person's saying, this is what exactly, this is not my words. This is the whole world should have the option of buying hydrochloroquine, ivermectin, and a Z-Pack at the local corner store, like the picture above. But the psychopaths in power use the legacy media, big tech, and a captured medical system to shut down all cheap and very effective treatments. Instead of using generic or repurposed antivirals, anti-inflammatories or anticoagulants and antibiotics, the globalist regimens closed down small businesses, creating a 100 billion mRNA vaccine industry and shredded fundamental human rights. Their solution to infectious was an authoritarian, top-down biomedical surveillance state built around a single solution of deadly and ineffective experimental gene therapy shot, blocking early treatment, locking down the world, and mandate an mRNA shot that is killing people are all crimes against humanity. And that is from X-22. Wow. That's crazy.
Things are changing around us. They're tightening their grip on the surveillance. You know, if you want to access your IRS account this year, the IRS is contracted with a third-party company, I'm not going to mention the name, to where you have to sign up with them if you want to access your IRS account, which part of that includes uploading a photo ID to this company. I mean, they're just you know, and then they're also doing that thing where these cash apps, if it's more than $600, they send the 1099, whatever, to the IRS. I mean, the net is closing on us. They want to be in every part of your life. They want to know everything, and it's just getting worse, and these little things just keep getting passed, and before you know it, we're going to be living in China.
Yes.
Get a social score.
Wow. Yeah.
Scary.
That's just bad. Really scary. Wow. So how is it in Hawaii? Can I ask you, how are they handling the COVID and all these other things that are going on? How is Hawaii as a state?
Well, Hawaii is actually going backwards, if you can believe that. We're requiring, the governor is going to be requiring all people that come to Hawaii, if you want to bypass quarantine, you have to have the booster besides the two shots, the COVID vaccine shots. So that's going to make it more restrictive for our tourism. It's going to cut our economy. It's going to hurt our economy. And, you know, he's got everybody under control and afraid. His executive orders here are not challenged at all. But there is a bill now that's coming in our current legislature that's going to require his to be limited to just 60 days. And then after that, they need to going to have approval from the legislature. But that still has to pass. And the way these legislatures are over here, I don't have much faith in them. But the good thing is for the mayor of Honolulu, we have this program called Safe Access. So that's where you, in order to eat in a restaurant and go into certain facilities, but mainly restaurants, you have to have a proof of your COVID vax cards. So he refused to add the booster on. So that's kind of like a step in the right direction. And his logic is he's not going to just jump into that without checking out the, you know, the numbers as far as COVID cases versus hospital beds being used for COVID patients. So that's the COVID numbers for hospitalization here have been low. So all the more he's not. So hopefully he's going to lift all restrictions eventually. But that's just the mayor of Honolulu. Oahu. The mayor of the Maui has already drank the Kool-Aid and said that everybody going there effective last week or this week had to have a booster on their COVID card.
Wow. Oh,
so
wow.
It's going backwards. And of course, everybody here has to use a mask.
Yeah, they're trying. They just passed in Oregon. Did you see that, Jason? They passed it where the OHA, the Oregon Health Authority, said that they want all the teachers and the students, all the kids, have to be fully masked. It's on a permanent basis. They said permanently, not temporary, but permanently. As long as they're in school, they have to be masked. All the teachers have to be vaxxed. All the healthcare workers. They all have to be vaxxed and masked, yeah, permanently, not just temporary.
I'm all for masks.
That's insane.
Absolutely. But permanently is ridiculous.
Mandating them is ridiculous. Oh, another thing, Sherry and Jason, I just heard a report on Friday about this. They ranked all the places regarding COVID safetiness. And Hawaii was number one, obviously, because we have one of the tightest controls of everything, as I mentioned previously. But and they go by hospital, you know, hospitalization, number of cases, and a whole bunch of factors. And Oregon was number six, okay, but understandable too, right? Because you guys are pretty strict too in Oregon. But guess who was number seven? Guess who was number seven? Safest.
California?
Number seven. Who?
What, California?
No. No way. Florida. How's that?
Isn't that like Florida?
Can you believe that?
Well, they got chastised in the onset, right, for, you know, not closing down and not following any strict restrictions and just letting them go as is. And then they took the brunt. Their cases went up and whatever, but they managed to get through it. And now look, their economy is not as affected like everybody else. And their people are not as, you know, they don't have all these psychological problems like everybody else during COVID with other places. But number seven was Florida. So just thought I'd share that with you.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I have my girlfriend. She lives in Idaho, and she said there's no mask or anything. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you go in, you just like normal. You know.
Yeah.
She had a cold. It was COVID, but it wasn't that bad. She said it was just like a bad cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just everybody's different. But like I said, you got to try and keep your immune system as healthy mm-hmm. as possible. There's a lot of research out there. Go ahead.
I think Florida promoted the home remedy stuff, the zinc, the vitamin D, C, and all that.
Right. Well, did you see that on the news, too, that guy that was in, I think he was in, oh, my gosh, I think he was in, like, in Scotland or England. He did not want to go into the hospital. He was sick, but they wanted to give him remdesivir. They forced him to have a shot because he was back. And they gave him remdesivir against his will, and he just wants to get the hell out. He was pleading. He was on oxygen. He was literally pleading that he wanted to go home. Because he said, they're killing me. Oh, my gosh. He was just wanting – there is no way. I don't know. I felt bad for him. Yeah.
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 Hospital's not a safe place anymore.
No. I'm still – and the fact not only with COVID, you can get all kinds of things. You can get, you know, what can you get? You can get, you know, MRSA. You can get staph.
Yeah.
There's so many things that you can get there that you have no control once you go to the hospital. And you have to wait mm-hmm. so long just to be seen. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jason? Oh, yeah, that's right. You work in pathology department, Jason, right?
Yeah, I work in pathology. It's kind of an interesting subsection of the healthcare field.
Yeah. Well, are you planning on staying there, or you gonna try and get out?
No, I'm gonna stay for the time being. You know, it's kind of a cool job. It's really probably one of the only jobs where somebody can walk into your workspace and put a leg on the counter. You know, so. Literally a leg. It's surprising how heavy legs are. You don't really think about it. Like, this was on Friday. Somebody walks in with a leg, and I knew I was having some legs come in today. And
amputations.
And you lift it up, and it's an eerie feeling because, you know, you feel the toes and the foot and the ankle. But it's surprising how heavy even an amputation below the knee is. It's legs are heavy. You wouldn't know it unless you tried to pick one up.
Not many of us that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they keep it so that it's not bleeding? Do they suture it when it comes to you?
I don't know. When I see it, it's in, you know, it's like double wrapped in bio bags. You know, I don't ever unwrap it and take a peek or anything. You know, a lot of those things, a lot of it's like probably, I'm guessing, I have no idea, but I'm guessing a lot of it's like diabetic. So it's probably disgusting, ulcerated, nasty, necrotic grossness. Not something I would want to handle directly.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So it's a cool job, and I'm going to stick with it for the time being.
Yeah, you got Chinese New Year, Vietnamese New Year coming on Tuesday. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
blowing off
Chinese
firecrackers.
New Year?
Yeah, Chinese New Year's too. Well, Vietnamese and Chinese New Year's on Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, it's our 2 week celebrate, our 2 week celebration.
Wow.
That's a long time, huh? Do they celebrate Chinese or Vietnamese New Year in Hawaii?
Oh yes, Chinese New Year is a big thing here. Big thing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's honoring our ancestors and wishing other people well, and the new year is going to be a better new year. I hope so, anyway.
Very cool. So what else we got going on, guys? We talked about the COVID stuff. And, oh, Sherry, you sent me a link to a UFO video. I guess I got to throw something in paranormal. That was pretty interesting. I don't remember the source of it, but it basically appeared to show, I don't know, what the person in the video was referring to as a mothership as shot from the ISIS space station. And it's with a bunch of smaller craft, and it's kind of flying over the landscape. Now, mind you, the video is from space looking down, and the UFO almost looked like it had some cloaking technology when it gets towards the clouds. Is that an accurate depiction, Sherry?
Yep, it sure is. It sure is. Yeah.
There's the... go ahead.
Very interesting. Yeah.
These things are probably flying around all the time, and there's a lot of things. A lot of people are using Google Earth and finding, like, Google Mars and all these things, and there's one thing from Mars that looks like it's a crashed disk, and I have to be honest, it does actually look like a disk crashed on Mars. So there's all sorts of cool little things that you can find online. Now, granted, probably the majority are fake and stuff, but... some of the stuff coming out is pretty interesting.
Yeah, what do you think about the one I sent you, Jason?
I don't believe it was fake. I'm almost positive it wasn't fake. Was it a mothership? I don't know. It's hard to say, but it was. I would say it's certainly interesting enough to warrant further investigation if there's any way to investigate that. It clearly wasn't a glitch.
This is not fake, no.
Yeah, no, it's not fake. It wasn't a glitch or like a bird. This is shot from space, so I don't know what the dimensions would have been or what altitude this thing, but it was certainly something very large was slowly flying with a bunch of smaller things around it, and it was doing some weird stuff to where it would make itself, part of it anyway, look like it was a cloud. Very strange.
Mm-hmm. I do believe, like I said, I believe that they exist, absolutely. I mean, we live in a very multidimensional universe, and to say they don't exist, I don't want to say that because they do. You know, just like Bigfoot, I've never encountered Bigfoot, but, you know, I've heard them, and we've had Cliff Rockman from Animal Planet, you know, a few times. I need to get a hold of him, get him back on the show, but from Cliff Rockman from Animal Planet. And he swears by Bigfoot. And when I see him at the Bigfoot conference, when I'm there doing the show, he's there. He shows all the craft and all kinds of things. You can't help but not wonder if there is a Bigfoot. But it's just happened being there at the right time in the right place, being able to see them, seeing footage, things like that. Very interesting.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question about the UFOs for both of you. Is it true that the government now is slowly admitting there is UFOs?
Yeah, there's been a lot more disclosure. There's a lot of sightings down by the Navy in Southern California, and they supposedly opened up through the Freedom of Information Act a ton of declassified documents to talk about UFOs, and so it appears that it's slowly becoming more prevalent, where we're getting more information, but it's, you know what? I don't know that they're going to really tell us what's going on and say that they have aliens in some base somewhere, but it's becoming more of a regular thing for the media to report it and for the government to release information.
Oh,
I really feel that they've known about this. I mean, you talk about Ed Danes and, you know, you're going into remote viewing and the guys, the military. I think these guys have really known that UFOs have been in existence, but have they come out of the closet? Perhaps a little bit at a time, but I think they know that they do exist. That's just my feeling anyway. It's just how much are they willing to disclose? How much?
Well, could it be also the government is, kind of shutting them out, censoring them to a certain extent, or threatening them to not give out too much information?
That could be. I don't know. That could be.
There's definitely been a lot of people in the past have reported harassment from the government, even people within the military that have had sightings. Civilians have been approached. Where they've been told they've had to sign something.
Yeah.
Or they're going to, if you disclose this, you're going to spend the next 10 years in prison, you know, regarding sightings and experiences and stuff like that. I wouldn't imagine that probably hasn't changed. But it's going to be interesting to see where this all goes and what information comes out from it. And I don't think, like, the president needs to even have access to a lot of this stuff. There's just a very select few, probably very smart people in science and Joint Chiefs of Staff that are really aware of what's going on. And I think and I think there is something going on. We're not privy enough. We can pay our taxes. We just can't know what's really happening out there because it compromises national security. God forbid. Because they fear that there would be so much panic, there would be pandemonium, and everybody would just go batshit crazy. And maybe they would, but personally for me, I'd rather know. If we're like slaves for alien, maybe we're like food or something. Maybe it's better if ignorance is bliss and not be aware, but I don't know. I kind of want to know at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Honesty is always the best policy if you can, and then give those people, absolutely. Wow. Jeez. So, but anyway, all we can do is just pray that, you know, things will change and people are starting to wake up. You know, the whole thing, everything's starting to wake up. I never thought of seeing a UFO except probably about 6 months ago. I was in the Walmart parking lot, and I was with my girlfriend, and I was looking, and it was like really dark, and I looked up in the air and I saw this thing. It wasn't moving. I thought at first it was a star, but it was too close to become, it was too close to be a star, and it was just not moving. It was just there, just blinking. It wasn't moving. It was strange, and then it would jump to another place, and it would just be the same thing. So that was my first encounter of a UFO.
Well, anything that darts is suspicious.
It's true.
Things generally shouldn't be moving from point A to point B, at a high rate of speed and making right angle turns. That's kind of your indicator that, something else is happening.
Yeah.
Could be covert technology. Who really knows what the government's working on now, honestly?
You don't know what's going to happen or anything. But anybody wants to check her out about the gal that does the detox bath. She's really good. She knows her stuff. Carrie Madre. It's Carrie, and it's Madre, M-A-D-E-J. She's excellent. Just phenomenal in her research. She's just a wonderful, she just really knows her stuff. And I follow her, and she's really good at what she does. So, you just got to do your research. Just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean it makes it so. So it's just kind of read some articles and draw your conclusions, but be open to, you know, try and be open as much as you can too. I like to see, I'm like a Libra. I like to see both sides of everything.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, is she on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, she's on Telegram. Terry Madre.
Oh.
She's the one that discovered these little parasites that were inside. She took some of the vaccines, put it in. She put her life on the line, literally her job on the line. She put these vaccines under the microscope and noticed that they were parasites. Some of them were moving and had intelligence to them. It was really interesting. You have to see her findings. It was just amazing. So,
wow.
He spent hours and hours on discovering this, and she goes, why are these things know what they're doing? These things are like little parasites. And so she brought it up to, you know, Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Polinsky. You know, it was really, she's one of the five doctors, literally one of the five doctors that are on air every month. And I listen to them, and they talk about from anything from vaccines to anything that's all around the world about your health. I like listening to it. Even though I'm in Chinese medicine, I love listening to the other side because I like to see what's going on. So, yeah, Terry Madre, really good. Christine Northrup is another good person to follow, too. She's been around for a long, long time. Very spiritual. We're talking about not shamanic or anything. She's just a very spiritual person. Christine Northrup, she's an MD, gynecologist. Knows a lot of stuff. She's just a beautiful soul. She's another great one. So I just, you know, I follow these people, and they're pretty good at what they do. So yeah, Dr. Polesky, Palevsky. He's a pediatrician. Boy, is he good too. I follow him a lot. So I call them the five docs. They're the five docs that come in and once a week, and they do a round table. But anyway, we're talking about Jason. We're going to talk about next week. We're going to go live, go on Facebook. I think we're going to try it out. We're going to go live on Facebook Live, 7:00. We're going to literally go live. You'll see Jason and I. You'll get to see who we look like. Go on Paranormal Horizons, Facebook Live. You can integrate. We can have a discussion. Anybody can join in. It's going to be great. I think we're going to try it out. I think we should do a trial run like we were talking about, Jason, call you about 6:00 and see how it goes. And then go on 7, go live on 7, at 7:00. There's not a time, but we can go from 6 to 7 and go live and see what goes on.
Yeah, we'll play with it and see if it works, and hopefully it does.
Yeah,
it
will. I know it will. If we do have that. We have the setting that it shows that we can go live on Paranormal Horizons. But we just, like I said, I want to kind of, you know, go out and do a trial run just to see if it works out pretty good. You know, we should be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's
all right. It's
getting dinner time. So.
Yay.
Yeah, I got to get dinner too.
Yep, me too.
Sherry,
that's fine.
Sherry, Jason, it was very nice being on the show, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Hey,
well,
thank you
for participating. We love to have discussions anytime. If something new comes up or something you want to talk about, you're always welcome to join in. We're going to go live on Facebook on Paranormal Horizons on our Facebook page. And you can join in then. You'll get to see us. And I think we can chime in and have people, if they want to, we don't have to have their face, but they can chime in and talk and everything else. So I think it's going to be fun.
Next Sunday?
Next Sunday. Yep. 5:00 your time. It'll be 7:00 in Oregon time.
Okay. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Thank you. Mahalo. Take care. All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
It was nice to have a guest. Isn't that great?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while. I'm still a little confused by this whole Facebook thing. I don't. So hopefully we can get it all figured out.
Yeah, there's a tab on the Facebook. There's a tab on the Facebook on the thing where you can actually go live. I have it on mine. There's a spot where you can actually go and literally go live. So
confusing me about it is we're doing it separately. So how are we going to appear on the same stream? Because we're not together.
We're going to have to try it out. Let's try it out.
I guess. Okay, we'll try it out. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Whatever day, we can even try it out during the day off. I mean, yeah, because I've done that myself. I've done it where I've had a guest. You could be my guest. You know,
okay.
You could be my guest. You can be Paranormal Horizon. I can just come in as a guest too. That might work out too.
And is that with video? Like everybody, is it like?
It's,
okay.
It's
is it like Zoom?
Messenger. It's like Facebook Messenger, you know, like we used to do videos when we had earlier, you know, with Joel and everybody. Remember that?
Yeah, that's like rampant spyware. It's Facebook spying, so I don't have that on my device.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be on our page. It's going to be from our page. We'll figure it out. Let me know.
Okay,
we'll figure it out. We can go and try it out and see what works during the weekday or something.
All righty. Well, with that, it's dinner time. So we'll see everybody next Sunday on Facebook.
Yes, definitely. We'll try it out and see how that works. Even if I got to chime in as a guest, we'll make it happen. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. We'll hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week, and we'll see everybody next Sunday.
Hey, take care, everybody. Hey, lots of love, peace, and stay safe and be healthy and keep your immune system as high as possible. Take care. Love you guys.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.